Blog Talk Radio.
Contradicting what y'all has mentioned, it ain't no need.
need for multiplication or long division. No subtraction or any other type of mathematics. Just trust in Yahweh's word and what he say will happen.
It's the delight of my soul, the only thing that controls. This is the sweetest of roll that I ate in this hole. You know it's the Almighty, the one who's always right. Be you see the light in the sky, you know it's day. And then it's night when the lesser light shines. It's the most sublime, the most profound, the illest sound. Never heard round this town, round this globe. It be the Torah of Yahweh Elohim.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there and is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you. Even another night, another day, the sixth day of the week, to bring to you his holy, exalted, and sanctified words. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. So this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. And Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yahweh for allowing us once again to bring to you his holy, exalted, and sanctified words. Tonight we will be speaking primarily on the instruments of Yahweh. And I want you to know what Yahweh instrument is. But right before we get into that, I want to welcome all our beautiful brothers and sisters, especially all those who have joined us in our fast. Many of us gather ourselves together no matter where we are located, no matter what city, no matter what state, no matter what country. We have people in other countries, in other states, various cities that have joined with us to fast before the Most High. And what we did was we entered into a covenant with the Creator himself, as our fathers have done in the past, to fast before Yahweh 40 days. And we concluded this 40-day fast today, this morning. And we had a brief break during the day where we can eat, where we can drink. But it was brief because now, as we speak, we are following the 40-day fast with a 40-night fast. Yes, it is true. We're fasting 40 days and 40 nights. And yes, it does sound familiar because this is exactly what our father Moshe did in the scriptures. One said, well, no, he did it different. He did it consecutively, 40 days and 40 nights. And that's what we're doing. We finished with the 40 days, and now we're on to the 40 nights. And we praise the mighty Yah to be able to do this thing because, and I want you to see the purpose in which we find ourselves in to do such a thing. Then you're going to understand the instruments of Yahweh. But I first have to share this with you. For example, if you, let's look at the law for a second. In the book of Deuteronomy, this is the law. And let's see if you're familiar with the law. This law is in the book of Deuteronomy 25. And we're going to start at the very first verse. And this is what it says. If there is a controversy between men and they come to judgment, and that the judges may judge them, then they shall justify the righteous and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down and to be beaten before his face according to his fault bought by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him and not exceed. Least if he should exceed and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile unto you. So here's the law. When you had the law of judgment, and Yahweh has already made it crystal clear that he will be bringing judgment and bringing about judgment to our people as well as the earth. And we don't need a controversy between men, because Yahweh has already made it crystal clear that he has a controversy with us. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, the judgment really is already in. We're guilty. We're guilty of many crimes, abominations, sins, transgressions, and iniquities. We are guilty of great sins and perverseness. Yahweh knows this, and so do we. And what did our judge, what did our king, what did our Elohim give us, tell us, and deliver to us to let us know? Not that we can get out of the punishment, not that we can escape his anger and his wrath, because he is justified in his anger. As a matter of fact, so justified, the Creator let us know in his word that his word would not come back to him void, and it would accomplish the thing in which he sent it forth for. And we are guilty. Make no mistake about it. And when you're guilty, you don't walk around as if you're innocent. And so we entered into a fast of 40 days. And now we're beginning our 40 night fast. And you can join us. We just started tonight. Tonight is the beginning of the first night. So you can join us. And even if you can't join us tonight, join us tomorrow night. You just be one night off. That's okay. And if you didn't do the 40-day fast, that's okay. You still can. And why? Because the Creator is still looking for his people to humble themselves. We know 40 is the judgment of Yah. The Creator said, don't exceed 40 stripes. So we're not fasting 41 days, 42 days, 41 nights, 42 nights, only 40. As our Father had done. And why did he do it? Let me show you why he did it so you can understand why we're doing it. And you'll read this in the book of Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. And this is all will bring us to the instruments of Yahweh. Imagine we never had a Moses, a Moshe. Imagine we never had a Noah. Imagine we never had a Jonah. Imagine not having Joshua and Caleb. Then we would not have the instruments that Yahweh inspired us with to fast before him 40 days and 40 nights. because all these men have something in common with the 40 days and 40 nights. Watch what it says in the book of Deuteronomy, 9th chapter. And I want you to understand this. This is probably one of the most there's a lot of scriptures that just tell you like it is, tell you like it really is. It just break down and tell you the naked bone truth. And we need to hear the naked bone truth. We don't need with what many of our people are receiving. Smooth things, watered down things, prophesy deceit. No, you don't need that. You need the truth. And we're going to tell you the truth. And watch what it says in Deuteronomy, the 9th chapter. Third verse. It says, understand therefore this day that Yahweh your Elohim is he which goes over before you, speaking about our land. As a consuming fire, he shall destroy them, and he shall bring them down before your face. So shall you drive them out and destroy them quickly, as Yahweh has said to you. Speak not in your heart. And this is what he don't want you to do. And this is what our people tend to do. Speak not in your heart. After that, Yahweh, your Elohim, has cast them out from before you, saying, for my righteousness, Yahweh has brought me in to possess this land. But for the wickedness of these nations, Yahweh do drive them out from before you. So we didn't inherit the land because of great righteousness of our people. No, that is not why we inherited the land. But rather, Yahweh said it was for the wickedness of these nations. Yahweh drive them out. And watch what it says. Fifth verse. If you didn't understand the fourth verse. Not for your righteousness or for the uprightness of your heart do you go to possess their land, but for the wickedness of these nations, Yahweh your Elohim do drive them out from before you, and that ye may perform the word which Yahweh swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand, therefore, that Yahweh, your Elohim, gives you not this good land to possess it for your righteousness. How many times he got to tell you that? For you are a stiff-necked people. Now, if he felt that way then, and they knew better then, way more than our people know today, well, how do you think he feel today? Remember and forget it not how you provoke Yahweh your Elohim to wrath in the wilderness from the day that you did depart out of the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against Yahweh. Also in Horeb, you provoke Yahweh to wrath. So that Yahweh was angry with you to have destroyed you. And Yahweh said he's returned with his anger. So when he returned with his anger, what do you think he's returning to do? When I had gone up in the mount to receive the tables of stones, and watch what it says. Even the tables of the covenant which Yahweh made with you. Then I stayed in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. And Yahweh delivered me two tables of stones written with the finger of Elohim. And on them was written according to all the words which Yahweh spoke with you in the mount of the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And watch what happens, because I want you to understand this. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that Yahweh gave me the two tables of stones, even tables of the covenant. And Yahweh said to me, rise, get you down quickly from here, for your people, which you are brought forth out of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. They have quickly turned aside out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten image. Furthermore, so when Moses went up into that mount, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. We don't even see the apparent reason for such a thing. But he did it nevertheless. But watch what he would do next. Furthermore, Yahweh spoke to me saying, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven. And I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than that day. So I turned and came down from the mount. The mount burned with fire. And the two tables of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against Yahweh your Elohim and made you a molten calf. You had turned aside quickly out of the way which Yahweh had commanded you. And I took the two tables of stones, two tables, cast them out of my two hands, broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before Yahweh as at the first 40 days and 40 nights. In other words, he did it again. And watch what it says. I did neither eat bread nor drink water because of all your sins which you have sinned in doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. In other words, now the 40 days and 40 nights, now the fast turned into a fast for sin. And what type of sin? In doing wickedly in the sight of Yahweh. And what did our wickedness do? Provoke him to anger. And here it is. I've been telling people how angry Yahweh is, because the scriptures tell us how angry Yahweh is. And I knew that we needed to do something. So in 2015, we came together, and a whole year we went around and told the leaders and said, look, Yahweh is angry with his people and the world. Yahweh will return. Let's gather ourselves together and let's go to Jamestown, Virginia, and let us fast. And let us go there for 3 days. On the third day, let's fast and let us plead with our Maker. And we did it. We did that very thing. But I knew it was not enough, because Yahweh is angry and our people are still acting a fool. And then Yahweh inspired us once again. And the inspiration of Yahweh came that we should fast 40 days and 40 nights. And just like we were inspired to do so, the only people that's going to do this are those who also are inspired. And why? Because of the fear of Yahweh. And I want you to see this, because tonight's discussion is about the instruments of Yahweh. Watch what the very next verse says. 19th verse. For I was afraid of the anger and hot displeasure with which Yahweh was angry against you to destroy you. But Yahweh listened to me at that time also. And Yahweh was very angry with Aaron to have destroyed him. And I prayed for Aaron also the same time. In other words, why did Yahweh listen to Moses? Well, if it wasn't clear to you, watch the 24th and the 25th verse. Or 24th through the 26th verse. Watch what it says. You have been rebellious against Yahweh from the day that I knew you. Thus I fell down before Yahweh 40 days and 40 nights, as I fell down at the first, because Yahweh has said he will destroy you. And I prayed therefore unto Yahweh and said, O Yahweh, or Yahweh, destroy not your people and your inheritance, which you have redeemed through your greatness, which you have brought forth out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember thy servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And look not to the stubbornness of this people, nor to their wickedness, nor to their sin, lest the land wherefrom you brought us out say, because Yahweh was not able to bring them into the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he has brought them out to slay them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people, your inheritance, which you brought out by your mighty power and by your stretched out arm. So what is this letting us know? Brothers and sisters, if it was good enough for Moses, and if he was wise enough to do such a thing, then why would we do less than him? And Yahweh said about Moses, I found favor. Or Moses had found favor in his sight. And we need a lot of favor from Yahweh to turn away the anger, the hot displeasure that surely we deserve. So we are fasting. Not just for our people, but for our own great wickedness and abomination. We all have sinned. We all have done perversely. We all have done abominably. And we all need to find the humility that Yahweh said. And Yahweh let us know what that is. A broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart, Yahweh will not despise. But what is this instrument of Yahweh? Well, little do people know. Here it is. Many of our people, even those who are woke up to the fact of who they are, they know they're Israel. Many do not. The mass majority of our people, they don't know anything about their ancestry, which means they don't know nothing about the Most High. And then some of our people who know who they are, they still don't know the Most High. And then you have some of our people, and there's very few, they know who they are. But they don't know why they were made. They don't know their purpose. They don't know what they're created for. They don't even know what they're doing and supposed to be doing day in and day out. And this confusion has caused them to grope in the noonday. So they're walking around trying to find purpose, attempting to find relevancy, and don't know how to be. Well, I'm here to open up your eyes. I praise Yahweh because a long time ago, he helped me to see my way. He gave me understanding of my purpose. So when I go to make decisions, these decisions sometimes are confusing for other people because they don't know why they made. They don't know what they were created for. They don't understand their purpose. So therefore, they might wrestle with what job should I work? Where should I live? Should I do this or should I do that? Should I go here or should I go there? Should I take this or should I take that? And all these decisions become very complex with someone who's so unsure. But I'm very sure. And there is no wrestling whatsoever in what I'm made to do. And I want you to see, because this might open up your eyes to what you're supposed to be doing. And it's called the instrument of Yahweh. And a lot of people don't know what type of instrument they are. And there's a lot of instruments, and they all made by Yahweh. And you can be an instrument of good or an instrument of evil. But really, who are you? And I don't have to fast to know that. And let me show you the word of Yahweh. Watch this in a book of Psalms. I want you to see this first. Psalm 147. And this is what it says. Now, I'm going to start at the first verse so you can understand all what this is saying. Praise you, Yah, for it is good to sing praises unto our Elohim, for it is pleasant and praise is beautiful. Yahweh does build up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the broken in heart and binds up their wounds. Yeah, this is what Yahweh do. Here it is, people worried about being brokenhearted. People being they worried about being wounded. But Yahweh heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He tells the number of stars. He calls them all by their names. Yes, even the stars got names. Great is our Yah. And great and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Yahweh lifts up the meek. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto Yahweh with thanksgiving. Sing praise upon the harp unto our Elohim, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow upon the mountains. He gives to the beasts his food and to the young ravens which cry. Now watch this. I want you to see this. He delights not in the strength of the hoof. He takes not pleasure in the legs of a man. And watch this next verse. Yahweh takes pleasure in them that fear him, in those that hope in his mercy. And here it is. Yahweh is making it crystal clear what this whole thing is about, if you see it. Everything that's going on, everything that will go on, is all about Yahweh's pleasure. Yahweh desires in Yahweh delight. And I know that Yahweh made me for his pleasure. And how do I know that? Because Yahweh takes pleasure in those that fear him. And you have to have the fear of Yahweh in you to understand, to know what the fear of Yahweh is. Yahweh said the fear of Yahweh, or the beginning of wisdom, is the fear of Yahweh. And to depart from evil is understanding. So we know wisdom and the fear of Yahweh, they one and the same. And that's what Yahweh takes pleasure in. And who have purposed their heart, circumcised their heart, mind, and soul for wisdom. Since Yahweh take pleasure in this thing, and I don't think you understand how much pleasure Yahweh has for the fear of Yahweh. Because if you did, then you will do Yahweh's pleasure. But maybe you're not formed, made, or designed for that thing. In other words, when you wake up, do you wake up with the mindset, with the spirit, with the heart, to bring pleasure unto Yahweh. And then when you go down, do you go down with that same zeal? I'm about to please my Yahweh. Watch what the scripture says. Psalms 149, since we're in Psalms. Starting at the very first verse. Watch what it says. Praise you, Yah. Sing unto Yahweh a new song. Praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tambourine and the harp. And watch what it says. Fourth verse. For Yahweh takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. And so what is this saying? Yahweh takes pleasure in his people dancing and singing and rejoicing in him. So, will you do so? Will you show Yahweh and be an instrument for his pleasure? We've been an instrument for a lot of things. But when will we be the instrument that Yahweh actually want us to be? Here it is. We want to please ourselves. And we want other people to please us. And we even plan things around our pleasure. What date do you have on a calendar? What date do you have marked down to bring pleasure unto Yahweh? Where is it written at? This is what I'm going to do for my Yahweh. Do you even think that way? You want to be pleased. You want pleasure. What you think Yahweh made you for? So he can please you? Watch what the scripture says. In First Chronicles. See, I don't have to wrestle. So every day I get up. And you don't have to believe what I'm saying. Because I know when I get up, I know what's on my mind. I know even before the day come in where my heart and mind is at, what I'm thinking about. Excuse me. What I'm considering. Watch what it says. 1 Chronicles 29. Verse. I know also my Elohim that you try the heart. You test the heart. You say it all over your world. You try the heart. But watch this. Not only you try the heart and test it, but you have pleasure in uprightness. You got to know what uprightness is. See, uprightness, that comes from the Hebrew word yasher, which people mistakenly, errantly call Jasher, the book of Jasher, the book of the upright. And there's only one book of the upright. and we're reading it. And why is there a book of the upright? Because that's what Yahweh pleasure in. No one else. Yahweh pleasure in this. As for me, in the uprightness of my heart, I have willingly offered all these things. And now have I seen with joy your people, which are present here, to offer willingly to you. In other words, what offerings, what sacrifice do you have for Yahweh? What are you giving Yahweh? Willingly. Nobody had to force you. Nobody had to trick you. Nobody had to embarrass you and make you feel bad by doing the right thing. You're doing it because you willingly know that what you're doing brings pleasure unto Yahweh. And why would you want to bring pleasure unto Yahweh? Well, I can tell you why I want to bring pleasure to Yahweh, because this is why I was made, formed, designed, and created for, to do his pleasure. Watch what it says in Psalms 103. Psalms 103. Another beautiful song that gets right to the point. It says in Psalms 103, 17 verse, but the mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. And why? Because Yahweh pleasure in those that fear him. And watch what it says. And his righteousness unto children, children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Yahweh has prepared his throne in the heavens. Kingdom rules over all. Bless Yahweh, you angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word. Bless you, Yahweh, all you his hosts, you ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless Yahweh all his works. In all places of his dominion, bless Yahweh, O my soul. Excuse me. And that's exactly what you would do. This is the mindset you will have. This will be your daily walk. Only if you understood what you made for. Whether you're a minister, whether you're a doorkeeper, it don't matter. As long as you know that you made for his pleasure. But not just his pleasure. You also made for his delight. Let me show you this. Watch this in the book of Isaiah. in the book of Isaiah. I apologize. I'm just kind of getting over a cold. 98% there. So excuse me. Watch what it says. Isaiah 42:1. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. Who is this that Yahweh is talking about that his soul delights? This must be somebody whom Yahweh take pleasure in, because his soul's delights. Well, what do you think this soul was made for? It was made for Yahweh delight. I put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. And who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles are the various nations that inhabit the earth. Not only he's going to do that, he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. So he's not going to be like the other ministers who's not doing Yahweh's pleasures, marching in the streets. No, that's not what he's going to be doing. A bruised reed shall he not break, nor a smoking flax shall he not quench. So he's not going to be on the streets busting windows, trying to boycott, making signs, talking about Blacks Matter. He matters Yahweh and his will. He shall not be, he shall bring forth judgment unto the truth. And who do you know is talking about the truth and bringing forth judgment unto truth? And even though there's a lot of haters, even though the righteous are greatly outnumbered, watch what it says. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he has set judgment in the earth. I shall wait for his law. And who is this again? His servant. Who is that? One that he upholds. Who is that? His elect. My goodness, and who is that? One that his soul's delights. And why do his soul delight in it so much? Well, let me show you why. In the book of Proverbs, the 8th chapter. Let me show you why Yahweh delights in this so much. I'm not going to read it all, but I want you to get the gist of it. First verse. Does not wisdom cry, and understanding put forth her voice? She stands in the top of high places, by the way in the places of the pass. She cried the gates, entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O you simple, understand wisdom. You fools, be of an understanding heart. Hear, for I will speak of excellent things, and the opening of my lips shall be right things. For my mouth shall speak truth, and wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are in righteousness. There is nothing forward or perverse in them. They are all plain to him that understands, and right to them that find knowledge. Receive my instruction, and not silver. Now are you getting like a mental picture of what we're talking about? And knowledge rather than choice gold. And watch what it says. For wisdom is better than rubies. And all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. And here it is. The one thing, the very thing that you should be working hard to get is the very thing that is most desired by Yahweh. And that is wisdom. And why do Yahweh love wisdom so much that you can't compare nothing to it? And there's nothing you should desire more than wisdom. As a matter of fact, you desire a lot of things, but you shouldn't desire nothing. There's nothing that you can desire that should be compared to wisdom. Well, the reason why Yahweh loves wisdom so much is because wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. And Yahweh take pleasure in them that fear him. Watch what it says about wisdom. Because once you understand wisdom, then you will understand the fear of Yahweh. Skip down a little bit and watch what it says. I just want you to see this part here, so you can understand how great this is. The 29th verse. Or let's start at the 28th verse. Now I got to start at the 26th verse. Now watch what it says. While as yet he had not made the earth, not he had he made it yet, nor the field, nor the highest part of the dust of the world. Did you hear what he said? He had he made the dust of the world. When he prepared the heavens, I was there. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened mountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was by him as one brought up with him. And I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him, rejoicing in the habitable part of his earth, and my delights were with the sons of men. Now, therefore, listen unto me, O you children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. blessed is the man that hears me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the posts of my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of Yahweh. And Yahweh made it crystal clear this is true, because Yahweh takes pleasure in them that fear him. So when you just sitting there, instead of consuming all the various movies, all the various polluted shows, all the various things that you just take in your mind that have captured your attention in a vain, abominable manner, when you could have been getting wisdom. And why? Because wisdom is the fear of Yah. And Yahweh take pleasure in them that fear him. In other words, do you really understand what you made for? See, if you come to the undeniable truth in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, that you made for his pleasure, then why would you do anything else that will bring him but pleasure? Why would you bring him and do things that are not pleasurable? In a book, watch this, of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, because I want you to see what I mean. See, I don't have to wrestle with a lot of things other people wrestle with. Some people say, why you make that decision? That don't seem right. See, I can make decisions other people can't make, because I know why I'm made. See, other people can attend things I don't attend. Other people can say things I don't say. Other people do things I don't do. Because I know what I'm made for. And nobody can have me turn another way from which I'm purposed to do. Yes, Satan and things that Yahweh charged, but in the integrity of my heart, the uprightness of my heart, every day, every night, I know what I'm purposed to do. Watch what it says. Proverbs 11 and 1. A false balance is an abomination to Yahweh. That's why I say we have done abominably. Because every day we demonstrate false balances. And we become abominable. Because this is an abominable thing to Yahweh. And but watch what he says after. But a just weight is his delight. This is the thing that he delight in. This thing brings him pleasure. This thing makes him feel good, because he delights in it. But there are people who think they know Yahweh, and they know the balances of Yahweh. The only way that you will know the balances of Yahweh, what is balance? What is equal? What is fair? What is equity? is that Yahweh give you wisdom. And Yahweh, let me show you who Yahweh give wisdom to, but let me show you this first. Then I'm going to show you who Yahweh give wisdom to. But watch this in the book of Proverbs, the 12th chapter. So what are the instruments of Yahweh? Well, Yahweh have many instruments. And you have to determine what instrument are you of his. Some people are made, designed, and formed to make song to Yahweh. Some are made to sing to Yahweh, because Yahweh take pleasure in song and dance. Yahweh take pleasure in the 10-string instruments, the harp, the tambourine. He takes pleasure in that. He takes pleasure in singing songs to him. But Yahweh has ministers that do his pleasure. Yahweh has servants that his soul delights in. Yahweh has people that he pleasures in. And who are you? Or are you someone that only care about your pleasure and how you feel? Watch what it says, Proverbs, the 12th chapter, the 22nd verse. Lying lips are an abomination to Yahweh, but they that deal truly are his delight. See, Yahweh wants the truth in the inward part. And when it's there, Yahweh take pleasure in that. Yahweh delight in that thing. And you got to rise with the truth in your heart. You got to go down with the truth in your heart. You got to walk with the truth in your heart. This is the way of Yahweh. Watch what it says. I just want you to see who Yahweh get wisdom to. In a book of Proverbs. I think it's going to be the 4th chapter. 1 second. It's Proverbs, the 2nd chapter. You turn there for me and watch what this says about wisdom. Starting at the very first verse. My son, if you will receive my words and have my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding. Now, we know what wisdom is. Wisdom is the fear of Yahweh. Yes, if you cry after knowledge, lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then shall you understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of Elohim. For Yahweh gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And watch the 7th verse. He lays up sound wisdom. Righteous is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. That's how you get sound wisdom. You get it and is set up for the righteous. Because Yahweh takes pleasure in the righteous. Yahweh takes pleasure in those that fear him. That's why in the book of Isaiah 58, if you turn there, see, the only people who know this, the only people who understand this are those who understands and know what they're made for. And watch what they will understand. And watch what it says in Isaiah 58. See, you got to know this. You got to know that your hands were not just made for yourself. Your feet is just not put there for you. Your back, your knees, and your head is not just put your mouth. We think we can just say anything. We can speak anything. And we can not only let anything come out of our mouth, but we can put anything in our mouth, not realizing this made for Yahweh's pleasure. But that's not how we think. But those who know why they made, they understand this thing. They understand that, my goodness, I just can't say anything. I just can't eat anything. I just can't do anything. I'm made for a reason. I have purpose. I can't be vindictive. I can't have vengeance. I can't get revenge. I can't do all the things other people do naturally. But I have to fear Yahweh, because Yahweh takes pleasure in those that fear him. And watch what it says about those that fear him in Isaiah 58 and 13. If thou turn away your foot, watch what it says now. If you turn away your foot from the Shabbat, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight. Why? Because he delight in it. He wants you to delight in it. He don't want you to pleasure. He wants you to stop your pleasure. The holy of Yahweh, honorable, and shall honor him. Not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then shall you delight yourself in Yahweh, and I will cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Yaakov your father, for the mouth of Yahweh has spoken it. Now do you understand? Now do you see? Why sometimes it seems like one can be arrogant, but no, they might not be arrogant. They just bold. And what make them so bold? For the scripture says, the wicked fleeth with no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. And when you're righteous, you know that Yahweh is always on your side. When you're righteous, you know that Yahweh pleasure in those that fear him. When you're righteous, Yahweh said, he store up sound wisdom for the righteous. And when you take pleasure in Yahweh, when you delight in Yahweh, and when you desire Yahweh, make no mistake about it, Yahweh will take pleasure in you. Yahweh will delight in you, and Yahweh will desire you. And we've allowed ourselves. Here it is, we the clay. Yahweh is the potter, and we the clay have allowed ourselves to think that we were formed for something that don't even exist. Something that is totally vain, that has no meaning at all, rather than what we really was made for. And that was for Yahweh, for his pleasure. And everybody's not made for his pleasure. And we can see that in the earth. And I'm not speaking to them. I'm speaking to those who are made for his pleasure. And since we are, as Moses was, as Noah was, as Jonah was, as Elijah was, as Joshua and Caleb was, we take our journey. We take our turn to be counted amongst the righteous in this time, in this generation, to go before Yahweh, to fast, to humble ourselves, to seek meekness and righteousness 40 days and 40 nights. With the knowledge, with the understanding that we are instruments of Yahweh. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yahdu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.